This is On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. In his speech last night to a joint session of Congress, President Trump outlined his priorities.
Everything that is broken in our country can be fixed. Every problem can be solved. And every hurting family can find healing and hope. Our citizens deserve this and so much more.
Trump's approval rating is at historic lows, and there have been rallies and protests against him. The recent Women's March was the largest demonstration in U.S. history. But Trump supporters, like Georgia Tea Party activist Debbie Dooley, also want their voices heard. Dooley is organizing Spirit of America rallies all across the country, and there is one in Atlanta on Monday. Debbie joins me in our studios now. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's good to have you. So why organize these rallies, these Spirit of America rallies?
Because to give the forgotten voter, the blue-collar voter, a voice to express their support for President Trump and his America First policies in a very positive, patriotic, and upbeat way. We do not like, we've told the organizers, we want the rallies to remain focused on positive, upbeat, and don't be negative at the rallies. So, I mean, it's very good. And we have 56 planned Saturday, March 4th, throughout the nation.
So yesterday's rally was relatively small in downtown Atlanta. Were you expecting more, or are these rallies expected to be relatively small?
Well, it was small because we were expecting it small. We decided instead of having large rallies, we're going to have smaller rallies across the nation. In Atlanta, for the Atlanta rally, I actually obtained the permit for 100 people, and we had over 200 people. So, and I actually had someone from Georgia Building Authority call me a few days prior, and I said 60 because a lot of the Trump supporters were actually working and would not be able to attend the rally. So he came and he actually talked to me. He said, yeah, it looks like you have more than 60.
Let's hear a little bit of the voices from people who came to the rally in Atlanta. They spoke with WSB-TV.
And, you know, he's done so much for the black community, regardless if people want to give him the props that is due to him.
Mostly he's pro-life, and that's one thing that really touches me a lot.
I think what it is that we all have something in common. We all want good education. We want safety.
I think he's done more in a month than some have done in 4 years.
Why he's president of the United States. Why does he need rallies to support him?
Because there's rallies that are out there actually that are opposing him. And some of the rallies have been very, you know, I've saw some of the riots. I was up there in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration. If people are out opposing him, we want to be there to support the president. MainStreetPatriots.us is our website, and we're overseeing the rallies. We're organizing the rallies. We're going to be here to stay. And we're not going to...
Does that mean you want to continue
absolutely.
To organize rallies?
Well, we're going to continue to organize rallies and also, advocate for his policies with members of Congress, with the Senate. So we're going to be going to town halls at some point, and we're going to be a voice that brings people together. We're not a Tea Party rally. We have organizers that are Democrats, former Democrats. We welcome independents, Democrats, Republicans to join us and attend the rallies. If you support America First, President Trump's America First agenda, then you should be with us for the rallies.
Have you found it difficult to have conversations about politics with other people since the election?
Not really. And I work with solar and clean energy, so I frequently reach across the aisle and work with the left on issues we agree on. I recently spoke at Berkeley last week on an energy conference they have, and I talked about energy choice and energy freedom, and we disagreed on some things. A lot of the people I spoke to, we probably disagreed on about 85% to 90% of the issues. But, in my speech, I said, look, if we agree on 10% of the issues, let's work together on that 10% of the issue and respect each other's differences and that everyone has a right to believe the way they do.
So can we expect to see another Spirit of America rally in Georgia?
Oh, yes. We're looking at doing something close to CNN in May, and we'll have people from all over, activists, Trump supporters from all over actually coming here.
That is Georgia Tea Party activist Debbie Dooley. She's organizing pro-Donald Trump rallies across the country. They're called the Spirit of America rallies. Debbie, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for allowing me to have a voice on your show.